All right, Bill Barty, it's not just about bragging rights anymore, is it?
They give trophies these days.
Bragging rights is for brackets and competitive fly fishing. Who'd have thought about that?
I don't know. You know what? I went fishing the other day, Don, and caught some fish. Didn't take any pictures because I thought, you know what? I'm going to catch more fish. So later on.
And hence, nobody believes you that you caught any fish.
Well, and then I didn't catch any more fish.
I see.
So I didn't have, I got my bragging rights, but they're just for me. I don't get to share with anybody my beautiful pictures, except for maybe a stream side pic or something like that. But wouldn't it be something to go fishing and then come back with a trophy and bragging rights and some pictures? There is such a thing because competitive fly fishing is a real thing, and it's for adults, and it's been that way, but it's also for young people. And our next guest here on the Carolina Outdoors is the manager of the U.S. Youth Fly Fishing Team. He's going to be hanging out at the Young Guns Fly Fishing Social over at Jesse Brown's this Saturday, March 17th, from 3 to 6. Is targeted towards teens and 20s at that event, which includes an encore movie presentation of the F3T. We'll have some fly tying demos, casting demos, and challenges going on, as well as snacks and drinks. It's free, but one of the features is Tucker Horn. Tucker, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me today.
It's always great to have you, and we kind of introduced you as a manager of the U.S. Youth Fly Fishing Team. Before we get in to depth about what the U.S. Fly Fishing Team is, what are the responsibilities of the manager of the U.S. team?
So my responsibilities kind of fall under planning, organization, execution of events, and just making sure everything's, you know, obtained permit-wise for different competitions and events that we host, taking care of T-shirts, taking care of, you know, shirts for the World Championship.
So like Don said, it's like herding cats. He said that earlier.
Yeah, it is. It's like herding cats a lot of times. But these kids we've got on the team are just really, really talented anglers, and they're good kids. They're good quality, solid kids. And that's kind of how the coaches end up picking the team. Is it's not just the anglers' ability, it's the cohesiveness those anglers have with the other members of the team. And that also goes hand in hand with, obviously, how well they fish.
Well, let's start at the basics. How many people on this team? How many competitors?
So the team is always between 15 and 20 youth anglers.
So when you go to a competition, you take that many people with you?
Not necessarily. The kids have the liberty of entering as many or as few competitions as they'd like, and then when they travel to the World Championships, a team is picked that's out of that group, a smaller group, to represent the United States at the World Championship.
Well, how many?
That group this year is 7, which is bigger than we usually take. And the reason we're doing that is we want to have 2 alternates.
How many?
And we're also taking a younger angler this year, because we want to groom him so he can see that international competition for next year's championship. We've got a pretty young group, so we need some leadership.
How many competitions do they participate in a year's time?
So the competitive fly fishing scene is a lot bigger on the East Coast than it is the West Coast. So those competitors from the West Coast, we've got a kid from Oregon on the team, Joey Patsy. Joey probably doesn't get to fish as many tournaments as he'd like to, just because there aren't as many out there in Oregon. So Joey's probably lucky if he fishes 3 or 4 tournaments a year. He's a very, very qualified angler and a very good angler, but most of his competition experience is probably on the East Coast. Now, some of the kids from North Carolina, we've got, you know, several kids that are really able to fish probably 2 or 3 tournaments a month most of the year. Which is obviously valuable competition experience for them and, you know, teaches them a lot about how to compete successfully in tough situations.
Well, where are these held and why don't we hear about them?
So it's kind of one of those things, if you sought them out, you would definitely find them. If you weren't really looking for them, they're really probably not really on your radar. We use public water in most cases. Sometimes the tournaments are held on private water. Sometimes the tournaments are held on a combination of public and private water. We try not to really make an impact on, you know, popular fishing holes in stretches of river that are highly visited, you know, on the weekends. Most of these tournaments happen on the weekends. We don't want to leave too much of an impact on the recreational angler.
Our guest is...
a lot of times you wouldn't even know they're going on.
I was about to jump in there on you, too. But plus, Don, you probably have to have... You have to be under what age to hear about it more? 18?
So you got to, if you're going to try to make the team, it's encouraged that you get started before you turn 18. The team has members on it as old as 19. It just depends on when birth dates fall.
Tucker Horn is our guest. He's the manager of the U.S. youth fly fishing team. And as they garner together, as you just heard him say, strong anglers on the East Coast, and just because of geography and the spread of the Western anglers, maybe less representation, but nonetheless, there are representatives from around the country. How do people try out? So trying out for the football team or the basketball team or the soccer team is one thing. How do you try out for the U.S. youth fly fishing team?
So the process is pretty simple. We hold clinics throughout the year in different locations. This year we've got a clinic in Pennsylvania, a clinic in North Carolina, a clinic in Idaho, and we're working on a clinic in Texas. And we've got this year, the first time ever, we've got an all-girls clinic with an all-girls staff teaching young ladies how to fly fish. We're really excited about that endeavor. It's going to be really big for the team to try to grow angling with women. That's obviously been a big target of, you know, several brands. Sims has come out with a women's line of waders, as has Patagonia, as has Orvis. A lot of people are really making a push to get women involved in the sport of fly fishing because it's such a great sport.
Well, and it is
so relaxing.
Yep, it's for all genders and really all generations as well, the sport of fly fishing. Tucker, what I was going to ask you about, Don, I forgot what I was going to ask him about.
Well, tell me, Tucker, tell me about the coaches.
Yes. So our coaches are – we have several regional coaches that work with kids from where the kids are from. And then we have a head coach, Calvin Kalos, from Pennsylvania. Calvin is kind of the overseer of the competitive aspects of the team. He's a competitive fly fisherman himself. He's on the U.S. adult fly fishing team, a very talented angler and a really great mentor to these young kids.
Now tell us about the World Championship. Where is that going to be held this year?
So this year it's in Poland. And you hear Poland, and you're like, oh my, like, what's that like? Poland is definitely a hotbed of competitive fly fishing. It's probably where more of it happens than anywhere else in the world. They're a perennial power in adult and youth fly fishing. It's going to be really hard and really competitive over there this year. There's a lot of really good anglers from the country of Poland and the Czech Republic and all those Eastern European countries.
Now, how is this funded? Because this is starting to sound like a lot of money.
We do our best to keep costs very low for kids that are interested in trying out for the team and qualifying for a national championship. Our clinics run right about $200 for a weekend, and that includes instruction, meals, lodging, kind of the whole gamut, everything but transportation.
But how do you fund going to the national or the world championship? I mean, seven, eight kids, coaches, managers,
yeah.
So forth,
so
going
parents,
to Poland.
Parents fund the trip for the anglers, but that is supplemented by donations that the team gets, by grants that the team gets, by other ways, you know, the team is able to get money. but the parents foot part of the bill.
Well, these are the premier anglers in the world, too, of the youth persuasion. And I guess the same thing's going on, too, in other competitive sports like tennis, like golf. I guess several of these anglers are even homeschooled so that they can be on a different schedule so that they can invest in the travel and in the competition. Is that true?
That's true. Most of our anglers are in public school or private school and, you know, have a traditional school setting. I think we have a few anglers that are homeschooled. We've really, really tried to keep costs down. That's one of the major goals of the team is to keep costs very low.
Hey, Tucker Horn, we look forward. We hope we can come over there and see you today at the Young Guns Fly Fishing Social from 3 to 6 at Jesse Brown so we can learn a little bit about what the manager of the U.S. Youth Fly Fishing Team does and how we can get involved. Thanks for being on the Carolina Outdoors.